The Country Girl by Clifford Odets, starring Harry Hamlin, Stacey Keach, and Mare Winningham, directed by Nancy Malone, recorded before an audience by LA Theatre Works. Clifford Odets rocked the worlds of Broadway and Hollywood in this moving drama about an alcoholic actor and Georgie, his long-suffering wife. A searing, emotional play of love and redemption. And now, The Country Girl by Clifford Odets.
Where's that music coming from?
Do you want me to hold the company, Bernie? They're waiting.
No, to dismiss them. No. Tell them to stand by for a possible 7 o'clock call tonight. Elgin. I want Elgin to stay.
Frank Elgin.
Yeah, have him wait. Larry, where is that music coming from?
Prop man's room.
Well, what's the verdict?
Wish I could lay myself away in a safety deposit box for a few months. Bernie, you got the damnedest damn ideas of any man I ever met.
I'm as annoyed as you are, Cookie, but a little realism is of the essence, to quote one of your favorite lines.
But what the heck's realistic about giving Elgin a reading? Am I dumb? Why not let the doorman read for the part?
Excuse me.
No, don't come in here, Nancy. We're busy.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Dodd. I left my part on the chair. May I? Please excuse me, Mr. Cook, Mr. Unger. Please excuse me, everyone.
Damn it, Bernie, I don't follow you, and that's the truth.
What don't you follow? We've been in rehearsal for 4 days. Due to a technical fluke with the contract, not your fault, of course, Mr. Billy Hertz, our leading man, is on his way to Hollywood with a flowery 2-picture deal. As of today, here and now, we are minus a leading man. Since we're booked into Boston on the 28th, we are in trouble.
I know all of this.
Then let me read Elgin for the part. 12 years ago, I saw him give 2 performances that made my hair stand up. Now, close that door and keep it closed. Cookie, don't you understand? All I'm saying is let me read him for the part.
That's right, Phil. It doesn't do any harm to give the man a reading.
All right, read him. I don't say don't read him.
Don't make any cracks when I call him in.
But I happen to remember you looked up this Elgin 5 weeks ago for the part. He didn't do then, and he won't do now.
I gave him the general understudy, didn't I?
Proving what?
Proving I didn't think his whole future was behind him.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Larry! Ask Frank Elgin to come in, kid.
Mr. Elgin? Frank Elgin.
Yeah, this way.
You want me, Mr. Dunn?
Yeah, Frank. Sit down a minute. Company dismissed?
Yes, sir.
Frank, I want you to do something for me. Well, not so much for me as for our producer and Mr. Unger, the author. Read the part of Judge Murray for them.
Billy Hertz is out for good, huh?
Not that I can promise anything.
Why do you want me to read?
Why does someone want you to read a part?
Well, hey, prop, shut off that damn radio or close the door. Read the part, Frank.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Of course, you wouldn't take the part if we offered it to you, would you?
I'm not fighting, Mr. Cook, if you want me to read for you.
Disclosure scene, end of Act 2. Find the place for him. Wait outside, Larry.
Everyone in the theater is slightly bats in the belfry.
Don't you want me to cue him in?
No, I'll do it. Take it easy, Frank. I'm not looking for a performance. Just sit, walk, anything you want.
Yeah.
You got the place?
Yeah, this script feels like the Sunday Times.
I know. Now we can cut down to... Bert is already in the judge's line. I didn't ask you to sit down.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, here it is. I didn't ask you to sit down because I don't want to louse on my furniture. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think this furniture will be yours much longer, Judge Murray.
And I think I'll have to ask for an explanation of this big-mouth attitude. You damn Reform Party kids, you come and go like a 10-cent piece of ice. Now get out of here before I kick you out. You only got in here because you know Ellen.
Yeah, I resent that.
Well, not as much as I... Wait a minute, what is that? I can't make it out. Huh? Oh, not as much as I resent you, you little wop bastard.
No, I'm not letting you put this discussion on any personal plane. There's too much at stake.
I represent...
No. That's my line, Frank.
Oh, well, it's in this part. I can't see what I'm reading. I mean, the light. Hertz has got this whole script penciled
go
up.
Go on. Don't stop.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm saying hands behave, but they're shaking like a leaf.
Just start right from where you left off. Come on. Frank, what's the matter?
No, it's not going to do, Mr. Dodd. I always was a dead bunny when it came to sight reading. Listen, thanks for the chance, but it's just not going to do.
Give him a clean script, Paul.
I mean, what's the use? You've been very nice to me, Dodd. You looked me up before and you gave me the general understudy. I appreciate what you did.
Damn it, I want that door shut and stay shut.
God.
I can't be that wrong, Frank. I know an actor when I see one. Now, let's forget the damn script. Let's improvise the scene, just the situation, not the author's scene.
Well, how do you mean?
Ad-lib. Just ad-lib it. Improvise it. Huh? Look at me. I'm a fresh kid. I want to marry your grandchild. You don't want me to. That's the situation. Come on. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I don't leave this house until I get your answer. Don't call any servants or I'll knock them on their ears.
Well, what do you want?
I want to marry your grandchild and you don't want me to.
Well, why should I let you marry my grandchild? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
And who the hell are you to come busting in this house like a hurricane?
You don't answer phones, so I'm here in person.
Well, I usually make up my own mind when and when not to answer the phone. As far as Ellen's concerned, as far as she's concerned, you can go to hell.
Oh, you won't talk to me that way again.
Well, I'll talk to you that way again and again and again. Is that what you want?
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, get out of here before I open your head with a poker.
We have to have a talk. A long talk,
well,
Frank.
I'll talk. I'll talk to you, son. Let's see what's really on your mind.
I don't think you can stop me, Frank.
Oh, I'll stop you. I'll stop you, Dodd, if it's the last thing I do. Don't underestimate me. I haven't begun to fight yet. And
I'm sorry for you. By next week, you'll be front page news.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the devil are you talking about? Explain this thing to me.
I'm head of the Citizens Nonpartisan Committee, too.
Oh, did you ever tell that to Ellen?
I'm telling her tonight.
Well, boy, that's just what I want you to do, God Almighty. I want you to tell her your plans. I want to be behind a door when you tell her your plans.
Now, that's it, Frank. Now, change the color. Hmm? You've lost everything. Where is Ellen? You haven't seen her for 2 days. She's deserted you.
Ellen, where's Ellen? I haven't seen her for 2 days. Is my daughter in the house? Huh? I have the greatest confidence in her. Now, I think I asked you to get out of here about a long moment ago.
Yeah, that's it, Frank. That's the way you used to go.
Yeah, now get out of here. And don't look at me that way. Nobody wants your pity or your help. It's no satisfaction in a cold world to have your colder pity. Werba was a great man in his day. That's what all the loafers are saying. You know, Werba made his millions, but the boy wonder is still living with his in-laws now, they say. Now you come in here and you tell me, Mr. Werba, you're going to prison within the month. Well, let me tell you something. Werba won't give up his name and take a number. Werba is still a great man. He tore an empire out of the world before he was 30, and he'll live to do it again. And when that time comes, you listen to this. I won't forget my enemies or my friends. I will never forget those who drag me down.
That was the last speech from Werber's Millions, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It came back to me.
Frank, would you wait outside for me? 2 minutes in one of the dressing rooms, please.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Well, what'd you see, Paul? Cookie?
Well, if you're asking me, something I wouldn't have believed. Where was that seedy guy hiding all that power and majesty?
We've done 3 shows together, Bernie. I know you well. You're a man of violent preconceptions.
Well, didn't that scene speak for itself?
Why does it speak? Does 5 minutes of ad-lib prove he can memorize and play 80 sides? Just bear in mind, this is for a potent $70,000. He's been laying in pickle for a good 10 years.
Someone took a chance one day with an actress named Lorette Taylor. Look what she did in her last few years.
But, darling, the man's a bleary bum.
Shh! I don't want him to hear you. Don't raise your voice. Well, what about him?
Look, you own 20% of the show yourself. Unger, you're the playwright. Doesn't this worry you?
Not if it doesn't worry Bernie.
What about Ray Newton? I mean, he's still available.
I don't want Ray Newton. He's my idea of nothing. Just nothing.
Well, what do you think you can get out of him?
I don't know.
You don't know?
How the hell should I know? He's a big dark X. You think I underestimate the job if I use this lush?
Don't raise your voice, Bernie.
We open in Boston in 3 weeks and 2 days. I'll have to manipulate and outthink him every inch of the way. Big comfort. My father was a lush. I have some experience with the job. But if this comes up, you're apt to get something that happens once in 20 years.
I believe you if you say so.
And he's apt to have an ulcerated sponge for a brain, too.
We can stay out till he's letter perfect. The season's young.
But I'm not.
Then what do you want to do? Postpone? Postpone?
How can we postpone? We're in for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?